Police release photos, video of Andrew Gillum's hotel room scene. By Joshua Kaplan on April 23, 2020. The Miami Beach Police Department on Wednesday released photos and body cam footage captured on the night that officers reportedly discovered Andrew Gillum, D., heavily intoxicated inside a hotel room last month. Gillum and two men were found with three baggies of crystal meth inside a Mondrian South Beach hotel room on March 13, according to a police report. The photos show several bottles of prescription medication spilled onto the floor, along with a blood pressure monitor on the run near the bed. Another photo shows a vomit-splattered pillow. Police reveal 26 photos in total. The body cam footage was heavily redacted with no sound. At one point in the video, police appear to question a naked man in the bathroom. Fire rescue crews and officers were called to the Miami Beach Hotel for a suspected drug overdose. Police say Gillum and two other men were in the hotel room and Gillum was inebriated. Police say one of the men, Aldo Mejias, had given his credit card to Travis Dyson, 30, to rent a room at the hotel and planned to meet up with him later. When Mejias came to the hotel room, he found Gillum vomiting in the bathroom and Dyson began vomiting and collapsed on the bed, according to a police report. When officers arrived, Gillum was so inebriated he could not communicate. Gillum had stable medical signs when medics returned for a welfare check and he left the hotel. Dyson was taken to a hospital, according to the police report. Gillum said last month that he was in Miami Beach for a wedding and did not use illegal drugs. After the hotel room encounter became public, Gillum announced he was entering a rehabilitation facility, saying he had fallen into a depression and alcohol abuse after losing his bid for governor. Gillum, 40, was the first black nominee in a major political party to run for governor in Florida. He lost narrowly to Republican Ron DeSantis in the 2018 election. After the electoral defeat, Gillum mounted an effort to register Democratic voters in Florida and frequently appeared on cable news channels as a CNN political commentator. The Associated Press contributed to this report.